US greater than 8 things you probably didn't know about the Babanianya culture but you should. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of BUZZ 8 Things You Probably Didn't Know About the Babanianya Culture But You Should. News, YouTuber Pavithra has been recognized as this year's Ipoh City icon and we're so proud. 43-year-old teacher in Penang found dead in his car before heading to school. CCTV footage shows two suspects believed to have vandalized Shah Alam mural. Malaysians urged to stop partying after 328 detained for visiting pubs and nightclubs. Volkswagen Malaysia issues voluntary recall for certain models produced between 2011 to 2015. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. People features lifestyle. This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Sadiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. From bulgogi chicken to mac and cheese, Subway introduced 12 new irresistible ingredients and it's making us drool. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard, Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Babanianya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Sadiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Here's the myth about the creator of that smiley face, who only got paid $45. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. If you are from Malaysia, you've definitely heard of the Babanianya culture, or at least have a friend or two who is part of that culture. The Peranakan culture is unique, as a result of the mixed marriages between Chinese immigrants and Malayan locals in the past. This resulted in their very own culture of food, clothing, architectures and arts. The term Baba and Nianya are being referred to the men and women respectively. This culture is being passed down until this day and can be seen in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore, especially in Malacca and Penang in Malaysia. Here are 8 interesting facts you probably did not know about the Babanianya culture. 1. The famous Kamchung is only used for special occasions. Kamchung can be seen in TV series or movies. It is a type of porcelain pot used for cooking by the Nianyas. Kamchung is used to store food such as tang yuan, sweet dumplings. However, many do not know that the colorful kamchung is only used during special occasions such as birthdays or weddings. On usual days, they will only use blue and white kamchung. Same goes with the tiffin box. A simpler and less colorful design of tiffin box will be used regularly as opposed to a fancier one. Bakul Sia. Similar to Kamchung, the Bakul Sia is a red, gold and black colored basket with a lid cover, used by the Babanianya for storing food and betrothal gifts, mostly on special occasions like wedding and birthdays as well. 2. The animals and plants crafted on the furniture or porcelain cutleries of the Baba Nyanya refer to men and women. Animals such as phoenix refer to men, whereas plants, mostly the peony flower, refer to women. You can see this design on stools, beds, vases, or any traditional Nyanya cutleries. Usually, the colors used are very vibrant. This design is inspired by the ancient Chinese. The animal designs were seen to be very precious back in the days, pretty much like a symbol of the monarch. Thus, designs with animals like phoenix and roosters were very scarce and more costly, mainly because it is used a lot by the monarch and the royal families and not easily exported out to the ordinary folks. 3. In the past, Nyanya women wear bahu kebaya at home every day. Bahu kebaya with sarong. Bahu kebaya looks very elegant on women. It is also one of the most popular traditional costumes in Malaysia, like bahu kering, sari, and cheongsam. In the past, the Nyanyas would wear bahu kebaya at home every day. As a tradition, the longer bahu kebaya dress is only for married Nyanyas, while the shorter bahu kebaya is for single women. The design of bahu kebaya in Malaysia is different from the bahu kebaya in Indonesia. Indonesian style bahu kebaya. The picture above is the Indonesian style bahu kebaya, and you can see the obvious differences between the two. You can easily custom make your own bahu kebaya nowadays, including the sarong. The price of the bahu kebaya varies design to design. Usually, the handmade bahu kebaya with animals like phoenix as its pattern will be more expensive. To sustain the quality of the bahu kebaya, you can wash it with sago, gula sagu. Closing parenthesis. Many foreigners, especially the European and the Japanese, fancy the bahu kebaya as well as the Baba Nyanya culture a lot. 4. Nyanya women in the past marry at a very young age. Unlike nowadays, women, especially Nyanyas back then, marry at a very young age, around 15 years old. Before their marriage, they have to sew a pair of kaset manik for themselves. Since young, Nyanyas will have to learn cooking, sewing and embroidery. Kaset manik. The more kaset manik and sewing they can do indicates the better Nyanyas they are. Nyanyas back then will also have a high reputation if they can cook Nyanya dishes very well. Kaset manik 100 years ago. Aren't these kaset manik beautiful? Nowadays, you can get a pair of kaset manik in places such as the Malacca City. Stores like Kaset Manik Kak Long, Ellen Lee Nyanya beaded shoes collections and many more have them for sale. The design of the kaset manik includes small to large beads, depending on your preference. The price of kaset manik ranges from RM280 to RM800. 5. Matrilocal marriage is accepted in the culture. Usually, matrilocal marriage is rarely practiced in Eastern countries. But fun fact, matrilocal marriage is accepted in the Baby Nyanya culture and was prevalent back in the days. Instead of the females moving into the male's house, it became vice versa, where the baba will move into the Nyanya's house to stay. The picture above shows the wedding costumes of Baba Nyanya. The decorations on the costume of the woman are said to be very heavy. Nowadays, matrilocal marriages are not as common anymore. 6. Nyanya food is one of the best food in the world. Nyanya food. This is no secret. Nyanya food tastes extremely delicious and is easily one of the best food in not only Malaysia but even around the world. If you do not know, it is probably time to go grab some Nyanya food and have a try for yourselves. As a fusion of Chinese and Malay food, Nyanya food is very famous and can be very costly at times. You can probably never get the authentic Nyanya flavor anywhere else in the world other than Malaysia. Many journals are done to introduce and explain the history of Nyanya cuisine, showcasing how popular are they internationally. There are also many YouTube videos of people around the globe trying and reviewing Nyanya food. Some of the most popular Nyanya dishes include Udang Barepa, a dish made from curry, black pepper and coconut milk. Udang Barepa is served with lady's finger, brinjals and prawns. Ayam Pong Tay. Ayam Pong Tay is braised chicken and potatoes in fermented soybean sauce in a stew, sweet and savory at the same time. Ikan Sili Garam. Ikan Sili Garam, fried fish with chili paste. The saltiness and spiciness is well balanced, a great dish to eat along with rice. And the Nyanya Kuis. Of course, Kui Ku Merah, Ang Ku Kui. 7. Nyanyas are usually the head of the house. In this Peranakan culture, the females are usually the head of the house. They will take care of family and house matters when the babas are out for work. Nyanyas are also encouraged to stay in the house most of the time. Although rare, matriarchy exists in the Baba Nyanya families. From a Singaporean drama, The Little Nyanya, this culture is demonstrated in the popular Singaporean drama, The Little Nyanya. The Little Nyanya is a historical drama which revolves around the flashback of an extended Peranakan family in Malacca. Many of the scenes were taken in Malacca, Penang and Perak. The drama series showcases the strength and talents of the Nyanyas, and how they mindfully take care of their own family. 8. Peranakans are not Bumiputera, nor Muslims. Many mistake Baba Nyanya for being Malay Muslims or the Bumiputera. However, that is not the case. At home, Baba Nyanyas speak Malay, Hokkien, Mandarin, and English. Malaysia is a country with multi-ethnic and multicultural colors, just as flamboyant as the Baba Nyanya's porcelains. It is essential for the younger generation nowadays to appreciate and learn more about the different cultures in Malaysia so that these stunning cultures and traditions can live on forever. Also read, Miss Malaysia wins Best National Costume, but host Steve Harvey thinks she's Miss Philippines. Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, Borneo Artifact Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, The History of Malacca Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, WOB Source, Baidu Bake. Source, Yayasan Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.